أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، سيما بقية الله في الأرضين. ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين. يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون. في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا فلهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون. وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون، ألا إنهم هم المفسدون ولكن لا يشعرون. الله تبارك وتعالى divided people and mankind and human beings in three categories and three groups. First group is al-mu'minun, believers who believe in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and they obey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The second group is unbeliever and kuffar, those who don't have faith in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and they don't obey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and they don't implement and fulfill their responsibility towards their community, towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and towards their society. Second group is al-munafiqun, those people who have two faces. When they are with believers, they are with mu'minun, they will show to them that they have faith, they are believer. And whenever they meet unbelievers, they meet kuffar, they say and that we don't have faith and we don't have iman and we are not with mu'mini. Actually, the reason of this situation and state is that because they are not brave people, they don't have courage. Otherwise, they could show that they are unbeliever and they could show that they believe in something. Because they are not at that level to express what is in their soul and what is in their mind. So when they meet believers, they say, we believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When they see and they meet unbelievers, they say, we are with you. The reason of these two faces is that they are not brave, so they cannot express themselves. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here in 8 verses describe their characteristics and their attitude and their behavior. And after that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will mention an example for them. In the verse 8, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ some of the people, and among the people, مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا, who say that we have faith in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the last day, we have faith on the last day. وَمَا هُمْ لَمُؤْمِنِينَ, but exactly, they don't have faith. This means those people who have two faces, they are not unbeliever and they are not believers. examine ourselves and we should find out, do we have faith or not? Exactly. We are from which group? From now, we can analyze ourselves and we can find out ourselves, our attitude, and our behavior. And if we want to put ourselves in which group we should put? Their first behavior is that يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Apparently, they seek to the ways of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and those who have faith. They think they can do such. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. They deceive no one but themselves. But why? Because they don't understand and they are not aware of what they are doing. Because if I'm coming to you and I say, now is day, maybe I will say, but can I change the reality? I cannot change the reality. If I deny the existence of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, reject the existence of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, can I reject and deny the reality? No. I cannot deny, I cannot reject the reality. Why? Because I don't have access and I don't have ability to reach to the reality. So I cannot do anything. Maybe sometimes I will learn and I will earn some money through telling lies to the people. But this is bad money. This is dirty money. I cannot change the reality. When Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says these people are eating fire in their stomach and putting fire in their stomach, maybe I cannot see. But I cannot change the reality. The reality. This is very important. Because of that, every day it has been narrated from the Prophet, he was saying every day, Allahumma arina al-ashya'a kama hiya. Oh my God, show to me al-ashya'a, the thing as they are. A man came to Imam Sadr alayhi salam and he asked him, oh, Yabna Rasulullah, son of the Prophet, why you don't commit the sin? Why you don't commit the sin? Imam alayhi salam asked him, do you feel to eat some rubbish? He said, never. He said, why you don't eat rubbish? He said, because rubbish is very bad. I cannot eat it. Imam alayhi salam said, sin also is rubbish. We see the reality of sin. We see the reality of disobedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So we will not go towards that sin, that rubbish, because we see it. One of our scholars say, I was going towards Mashhad for ziyarah of Imam Rawah alayhi salam. And in the midway, we wanted to eat something in the restaurant. We ordered some chilo kebab, as you know. And garson brought it, although it was halal food. It was halal food. I started to eat, and I never feel anything. Suddenly I saw an old man from behind of the window. He was calling me, come out. I told him, please wait, I finish my eating my food and I will come out. He said, no, come. Whenever I tried to stop him, he said, no, come, come. I thought maybe he needs something urgently. I went out. He told me, please come and follow me. I want to say to you something. told him, please, now at the moment I'm busy, and really since morning up to now, this is evening time, I didn't eat anything, so I'm hungry, let me go and eat and I will come back to you, and if you need any type of help, I can help you. He said, no, I don't need your help. Come, eat with me. You say you are hungry, but eat with me. I said, what do you have? He brought out from his sack or his bag or rubber bag a dry, some pieces of dry food and bread. So he asked me, I have this one. He said, I cannot eat this bread without anything, without rice, without kebab, without so yogurt. Let me go back. I will eat my food because I already paid for it. And I will come and I will eat with you. Said, okay, I have some yogurt for you. Said, please, I cannot eat bread and yogurt. Let me go back and because I already paid for my kebab. Said, okay, let's go and look at them, but you should not say anything. We came back and we started to look at them from window. I said, when they are eating, very bad thing is coming out from their mouth, and the food which is in front of them is like rubbish. It's like blood. I said, oh, what is it? Said, don't say anything. Now look at it. I look at it again. I saw it's very nice food. Said, only I wanted to show you the reality. I take off the curtain from your eyes. So we went back and I ate that bread. After that he started to speak with me and said, please, now this is end of my life. I said, how? How you know? He said, I know. Listen to me. And he brought us back with some money and he gave it to me. Please take this money. And after that, you will take my body to Mashhad and you will wash me. Actually, you will call some people to come and wash me. And you will put me in kafan and you will bury me. And whenever you need any money, you use from this money. I said, okay. He started to speak with me and he informed me from beginning of my life up to now. Even he informed me some of my life in future life, what will happen to me. After that, he faced towards Imam Ridha alayhi salam and he said, oh Imam Ridha alayhi salam, I came from Shiraz to here to visit you, but this is end of my life. I cannot come more. I have done my responsibility. And this is your favor to me. And he slept towards Qibla and he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. He passed away. I moved him, I called him, but there is no answer, there is no response. Oh, old man. No. It seems that 100 years ago he passed away. I started to cry. I went back to my friends and they were waiting me. They told me, where were you? We are waiting you. I narrated for them the situation and the story. They came to him. They realized that, yes, he passed away. And I told him the story. They told him, why you didn't inform us before that? I told them, because he didn't allow me to inform you. We took his body to Mashhad and I spent from that money for everything we wanted. In the end, when I paid last thing which I should pay, when I wanted to find out how much do I have more, I said, there is nothing. Finish. Exactly the money which I needed, he gave it to me. I want to say, please, we cannot change the reality. We cannot change the reality. He told him that this is the reality of unclean food, unpure food. So, if we don't observe it, this is what we eat. It. Yes, according to, please, I eat. Oh, don't worry, I eat exactly as you eat. I will go to restaurant, I will go everywhere. But according to Sharia, Islamic law, there is no problem. We can eat. It's halal, no problem. But there are, and there is effect and influence in our spirit, in our soul, and in our spirituality. Maybe you heard the history of Ayatollah Sayyid Jamaluddin al-Gulpayegani. He was on the care of one of our ulama in the school of Sa'd in Isfahan for 40 days. He didn't come out. So, and that school is located in the market, and there are thousands of people going and coming back. After 40 days, he came out from market and from school and wanted to go somewhere. He started to shout him and he fell down. They took him to the school and asked him, "What happened to you?" He said, "I didn't see any human being. I saw different types of animals. They were walking toward to market and shopping center. I didn't see any human being." They surprised. What he said? He became madman. They went to his teacher and his ustad, and they called upon him. He came and he took him towards his room, and he said, "No, he didn't reach at the level which he can tolerate this situation." He asked them to buy some food from market or from bazaar or from shopping center, restaurant, and they brought and they give him. After that, he asked him, "Please now go." He went and said, "Oh, there is no any animal here. There is no any animal." However, what we want to say is that the reality is something which we cannot change it. We cannot change it. These people, they think they can deceive mu'mineen, believers. They think they can deceive Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but they cannot. Whatever they do, they deceive themselves. They deceive themselves. However, the first characteristic of this group is that deception, which is very bad. We should not tell lies to ourselves. We should not deceive anybody. We should not deceive Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We should not deceive so and so and so and that. Which, alhamdulillah, you are not in this category and you are not in this level. After that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, you don't think they are healthy people. No. Exactly. They are sick and they should go to the doctor to find out what is their problem. But maybe we cannot see their sickness. The sick exactly is established in their heart. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, "Fi qulubihim maradun." There is a sickness in their heart. So then Allah increased their sickness. فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. Allah will give them two things. One, فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا, will increase their sickness. Here, in this dunya, in this world, and فِي الْآخِرَةِ, what is it? وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And there will be painful punishment for them hereafter. Why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will increase their sickness and will punish them? Because بِمَا كَانْ يَكْفَرُونَ, They were telling lies. They were telling lies. To whom? To themselves. Because وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ Allah تبارك وتعالى said وَلَكِنْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ Because they don't know. Because they of ignorance. They don't know, so Allah تبارك وتعالى, because of their ignorance, Allah تبارك وتعالى will punish them. I think having painful punishment is a result of increasing their sickness. Why Allah تبارك وتعالى increase their sickness? Because they have sickness in their heart. Otherwise, Allah تبارك وتعالى will not give them sickness. This sickness is from them. In some other verses, Allah تبارك وتعالى says, those people who have guidance, Allah تبارك وتعالى will increase their guidance. These people, because they are going towards bad, evil, Allah تبارك وتعالى also will increase their badness by their action, by their behavior, by their committing sin. Okay. After that, Allah تبارك وتعالى will mention another characteristic of these people. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ When they are told, do not cause corruption on the earth, they say, we are only reformers. We are only reformers. We are not corruptors. We don't want to do corruption on the earth. We want to reform. This is a very, very bad situation sometimes will happen to us. I was telling some of my friends in our school that I am scared of this verse of the Holy Quran. هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ وَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسَنُونَ Do you want me to mention the worst people of worst doers? Those people, الَّذِينَ those people who are acting here and they think they are good doers. They are doing good, but they don't know. They are doing bad. هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ظَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا They don't benefit from what they do here. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ الصُّنْعَةِ They think they are doing good. But they are doing nothing towards Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Sometimes we think that we are doing good. Why? Exactly this is bad. This is against the order of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Against the reality, against the faith. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا When they are told, don't do corruption. Don't cause corruption on the earth. Don't disguise the people. Don't say such and such and such. Why you are doing such things? He said, no, we are reformers. I remember one of my friends was bringing some doubt in some Islamic law and Islamic thing. I was asking him, why you are bringing this doubt? He said, I want to reform some corruption in Islamic idea, in Islamic theory. This is not corruption. I want to correct it. I said, okay, by bringing doubt, you want to be correct? Why we are bringing some doubt about Azadari of Imam Hussein alayhi salam? Why you are bringing doubt about faith of the people towards a'immah, imams, towards Khushali or Marsiya or so and so? What is the result of such action? When we ask them, they are reformists, as we have them in various places. But Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, Allah, innahum humul mufsidun. Exactly. They are causing corruption in the earth. وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Allah repeats here again that وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. But they don't know. They think that they are reformists. Why? They don't know. They are causing corruption on the earth. So, this is the second characteristic of these people. Another characteristic of them, which some of us engage and involve by, is that وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءَ. And when they are told, believe like the people who have believed, they said, shall we believe like the fools who have believed? They think they are in high level. They are exactly different from other people. Let me tell you something. Maybe you heard this story of Ayatollah Sayyid Abu al-Hasan al-Isfahani. He is the marja who, contemporary marja actually, supported by Al-Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wassalam, which we know it. Actually, majority of our marja was supported by Imam Zaman alayhi salam. But we know exactly this marja was supported by Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wassalam. He received a letter from Al-Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Al-Imam alayhi salam, Imam Zaman alayhi salam wrote on that letter, اجعل مجلسك في الدهليز أرخص نفسك للناس واجعل مجلسك في الدهليز نحن ننصرك. أرخص نفسك للناس means make yourself easy for the people. واجعل مجلسك في الدهليز and put your sitting room or your room in guest room, if we want to translate it in English. We call it in Farsi Biruni, not go inside of your house. Because at that time in Najaf there was some house and room in the entrance of the gate. So he asked him, Imam alayhi salam, asked him to put his sitting room at that room, because he was should be available for the people. They should not get appointment for him to come and see him. If you do such, نحن ننصرك, نحن ننصرك. We will support you. We will help you. Okay. This is the letter from Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Imam alayhi salatu wa salam didn't give him letter hand by hand and didn't mail to him. But Imam alayhi salatu wasalam gave the letter to Sheikh Muhammad al-Kufi, and he brought the letter to Imam Zaman alayhi salam. My ustad was saying, I met Sheikh Muhammad al-Kufi. I met him. And I was with him in Najaf. I asked him a lot of things, and he once, I asked him, please, how I can meet Imam Zaman alayhi salam? How I can meet Imam Zaman alayhi salam? Is it possible? He said, yes, it is possible. Ask him, how is it possible? He said, only I will narrate for you this story. Once, I was in Masjid of Kufa, or Masjid of Sahla, this doubt from me. Masjid of Kufa or Masjid of Sahla in Iraq, and there were two friends. They wanted to see Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Because of that, 40 nights they were coming, night of Wednesday, they were coming from Najaf to Masjid Kufa or Sahla, and they were doing A'mal to meet Imam and to visit Imam Zaman alayhi salam. It took a long time and they couldn't see Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Once I was with both of them. One of them was in sujood and second one was in salat, in ruku or tashahhud. I saw Imam Zaman alayhi salam and I greeted him. I said salam to him. After that I asked him, O Yabna Rasulullah, O son of the Prophet, can they see you? Imam alayhi salam said, one of them, yes, he will see me. Now he sees me. Now, at the moment he sees me. I ask him, and the second one, he's full of love of you. Can he see you? Imam alayhi salam said, no, he cannot see me. I replied to Imam alayhi salam, Yabna Rasulullah, he's full of love of you. He cries day and night in your absence, for your absence, for your ghaiba occultation, for your occultation. Why he cannot see you? Imam alayhi salam said, everything of him is good and correct. This is best proof of Imam Zaman alayhi salam for somebody. Everything of him is correct, but he has one problem. He thinks that he is something. هو يتصور أنه شيء. He thinks that he is something. He has value. Because of this sickness, because of this problem, he cannot see me. Except he removed, this is not from Imam Zaman, it's from me. Except he removed this problem. This is very bad habit. Sometimes we have it. As these munafiqin, they said, no. How can we in one level with them? We are living in high level. We are exactly different from them. How we can engage with them? How we can put us with them in one level? وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا If they are told that believe that these people come and be with these people, say, قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا They say, shall we believe like the fools who have believed? Look, they are, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, Ala innahum musfa. Look, they are themselves the fools. Walakin la ya'lamun. But they don't know. They don't know. This fault is from them. It's not from other people. We have a hadith from Imam alayhi salam, he says, please, Imam alayhi salam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَخْفَى أَرْبَعَةً فِي أَرْبَعَةً Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala hide some four things in four. أَخْفَى أَوْلِيَاءَهُ فِي النَّاسِ فَلَا تُحَقِّرَنَّ أَحَدًا مِنْهُمْ He hide it, His friend among the people. Among the people. So, don't disrespect anybody. Maybe this man exactly is friend of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. After that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will mention another characteristic of these people. Say, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ. Whenever they meet believers, they say, we are with you. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ. When they meet their devils, their shayateen, their friends, قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ. We are with you. Don't think we are going to these people. No. We are with you. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَحْزَئُونَ. Only we are joking with them. Only we were only drowning them. No, we are with you. Even they don't have the courage to tell the believers or unbelievers that we are with your group or we are with their group. However, this is very bad behavior and very bad habit and attribute, which if we have it, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will not forgive us, will not guide us, except we remove this behavior from our heart, because this is according to the Holy Quran, the sickness, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will increase this sickness. Alhamdulillah.
And you mentioned that a hadith about four things being hidden and four other things. What were the other three?
Yes. إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَعَلَ الْإِسْتِجَابَةَ فِي الدُّعَى. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala put istijaba of dua and acceptance of dua in all dua. So you should try to call upon Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and pray to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Maybe this prayer Allah exactly is accepted by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And also Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala put His acceptance in your worship. But don't think that this one is not accepted by Allah and another one was accepted by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One of our ulama, I don't want to mention his name, he said that all the time before Fajr, I was going to Haram of Ma'suma and I was doing my Nafilatul Layl, and after that Salatul Sol, and I was continuing my worship to sunrise, and after that I was going back to my home. Once I woke up and I wanted to go to Haram of Ma'suma, but at that time I need ghusl. I didn't have bathroom in my house. I thought, where should I go? I said, I should go to the bathroom, public bathroom. I went to first public bathroom, it says closed. Second one is closed. And I started to go very far. When I went there, it was closed again. I didn't know what I should do. I came to near to Haram. I wanted to go to my house to use water, and the weather was very cold because I wanted to go also. I realized that is only 2-3 minutes to sunrise. What I should do? I did tayammum, and in the road I said my Salatul Subh, but I was feeling shame to Haram and to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When I wanted to go, as a usual in my custom, I stand and I wanted to salam to Ma'suma. I didn't do, and I passed. I said to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, oh my God, my previous salat was very good and pure salat and namaz and prayer is not very important to accept it or not. If you are very, very, very generous, you accept this a lot. Because I don't have a horse, I'm not in good condition, and started to say. After some years, because he was a man of spirituality, he said, once I saw my a'mal and my salat, only the salat which was accepted by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala was only this salat. Why? Because all other salat and namaz, I was doing it and I was proud of it. Oh, alhamdulillah, I did my good salat. When I was reciting hand, I have a good voice towards Qibla, very good and pure dress, and so and so. And if I am Imam, there are a lot of people who are coming behind me and they are doing their salat. Alhamdulillah. Maybe sometimes when we do our salat, al-Maghrib or Isha, we accept Jibreel comes to our dream and brings some Quran for us or some verses like that. Really? We will go to Haram, to Ziyarah, to Mecca or Medina, or to some majlis, and we cry for Imam Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam, when we go back to our house and we sleep. We expect that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent Jibreel or Mikael to us and he brings some revelation to us. Because we think we have done a lot to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That's nothing. Nothing. So only the salat which was accepted by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, among all his action, was only the salat. Was only the salat. We have hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam in Qisar al-Kalimat, in the end of Nahj al-Balagha. Imam alayhi salam said, سَيِّئَةٌ تَسُؤُكَ خَيْرٌ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ تُعْجِبُكَ سَيِّئَةٌ تَسُؤُكَ خَيْرٌ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ تُعْجِبُكَ If you're proud of good action which you have done it, is worse than sin which you feel shame of it.
We've done acceptance in worship, which is acceptance, which is the fourth point.